clinical trial for PSP. Researchers hope that a new clinical trial currently for PSP will lead to the development of a new therapy. PROSPER is a phase 2 clinical trial run by Spanish pharmaceutical company Ferrer. The study is a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled phase 2 clinical trial consisting of a 52-week treatment period and a 4-week follow-up period. Double-blind trials means that neither the patient or doctor's stroke researcher know who is being given the treatment and who is getting a placebo, a dummy pill that looks the same. This is important to reduce bias in any clinical data. The trial is to test an enzyme inhibitor called FNP223, which aims to slow progression of PSP. It is hoped that FNP223 will help prevent the abnormal accumulation of toxic tau proteins and therefore could represent a therapeutic treatment capable of slowing down the development of the disease. An enzyme is something that breaks down or makes bonds that alter protein structure after it has been translated from the genes. It can alter the structure by adding or removing a functional group like a protein, sugar, or lipid. These modifications to the protein structure change the way the protein folds, its stability, and how it interacts with other protein and its activity. In this case, the enzyme causes the removal of a sugar, GLCNAC, which contributes to many different cell functions. In healthy brains, this is balanced with other modifications. In brains with PSP, it is thought that too many of these sugar residues are removed, which allows phosphate to bind to tau and tips the balance. This triggers tau to detach from microtubules in the brain and clump together to form toxic tangles, which are now insoluble. The hope is that FNP223 can block the removal of the sugar residue GLCNAC and prevent the tau clumping, therefore reducing symptoms and slowing disease progression in people with PSP. The phase 1 trial of this novel therapeutic demonstrated that it was well tolerated, with no dose-limiting toxicities or serious adverse events in healthy volunteers. In preclinical models, FNP223 has been shown to reduce tau aggregates, reduce neurofibrillary tangles, prolong survival, and increase motor function. The key objectives of this study are to assess the efficacy of FNP223 by how well it slows progression of the disease, but most importantly, how safe it is and how well tolerated it is by people taking it. Secondary objectives are to look at how the drug affects things such as disease severity, cognition, and quality of life. There will be a comparison between baseline's results and results after 52 weeks on the drug. Different measurements will be taken through clinical assessments, measuring biomarkers in blood and cerebrospinal fluid, brain imaging, and questionnaires. Trial researchers are expecting to recruit up to 220 participants across 46 clinical trial sites across the USA, UK, and Europe. Recruitment is already taking place in the USA, with the other countries scheduled to begin to recruit in early 2025. Interested in taking part in the trial? To take part in this trial, Ferrer are looking for people between the ages of 50 to 80 who have had symptoms of PSP for less than 3 years. A participant will need to be able to walk a short distance with minimal assistance and have a study partner that is happy to accompany them to each visit, whether that be in person, at a study site, or virtually. PSPA has been involved with public and patient involvement for the trial and has provided feedback to Ferrer on their informed consent forms and both patient and study partner information sheets. We are delighted to see Ferrer engaging with patient advocacy groups such as ourselves and American non-profit organisation Cure PSP.